This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Susan Stamberg. The heroine of a new movie from France is a make-love-not-war kind of gal. So she sleeps with her political enemies to convert them to her side. Naturally, the man she really loves thinks that's pretty nutty, but he's got his own issues, plenty of them. The French film is called The Names of Love. It recently won 2 Césars, that's France's equivalent to the Oscars, including one for Best Original Screenplay. NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports it's a wacky comedy, but it also explores some serious subjects.
The Names of Love begins with just that, the names.
Moi, je m'appelle Arthur Martin.
Arthur Martin. It's like having the name John Smith in the U.S.
Nous sommes 15207 en France à porter le même nom.
Arthur Martin dryly tells us there are thousands who have his name. Contrast everyman Arthur Martin with the movie's exotic heroine.
Je m'appelle Baya Ben Mahmoud.
Baya Ben Mahmoud. She loves that nobody in France has her name.
Et je suis la seule en France à porter ce nom-là.
Baya and Arthur are polar opposites. She's promiscuous. He's a bit of a prude. Baya Ben Mahmoud's father is an Algerian immigrant. When he was a boy, his grandfather and uncles were executed by French soldiers during the French-Algerian War.
Ce jour-là, mon père dessine pour la dernière fois son grand-père et 7 de ses oncles. Ils seront fusillés le jour même par l'armée française, sans procès.
Arthur Martin's mother is Jewish. Her parents were deported during World War II. The film shows her as a child being told to change her name.
Tu t'appelles comment déjà?
Annette Cohen.
Non, maintenant tu t'appelles Annabelle Colin.
Colin? Comme le poisson?
The Names of Love was written by Michel Leclerc and Baya Kazmi, and most of it is autobiographical. Kazmi says when they met each other in real life, they had a revelation.
We realized that with my background family and his background family, it was all the French history about identity and the melting pot and everything in one family.
In the movie, Arthur and Baya's families are extremely different. Her house is full of life, with people always around talking to each other. His family lives in silence. They never speak about the Holocaust or what happened in Nazi-occupied France.
What you see in the film about this mother who's repressed her whole life and never knew what happened to her parents is something I think happened to a whole generation.
Joan DuPont is a journalist who covers film, who's lived in Paris for 27 years.
The shame of what happened, the way Jews were deported, the way there was collaboration. So you have the generation of what today would be the grandparents who never talked about what happened to their parents or their uncles and aunts. And then you have their children who never dared ask them.
Pour le reste, silence total.
Baya Ben Mahmoud is more open about what happened to her relatives, but DuPont says for years the French avoided talking about the Algerian War too.
Making a film like this and showing a character like that is saying, yes, now we can talk about it, because it was not talked about and films were not made about it.
The Names of Love plays with narrative structure, going back and forth from the present to the past. Sometimes we see Baya and Arthur as children, interacting with their adult selves. In one scene, the teenaged Arthur tells the fearful adult Arthur to basically man up and ask Baya out. Co-writer and director Michel Leclerc says it was important to them to make even the most touching moments humorous.
It's important for us, I think, that people enjoy to see the movie, laugh at the movie, and even in this way, we can speak about a real subject.
Co-writers Michel Leclerc and Baya Kazmi are a couple. Baya Kazmi says writing The Names of Love together was also a way for us to laugh at ourselves. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.